Freemasonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer organization concealing an inner brotherhood of the elect. Before it is possible to intelligently discuss the origin of the craft, it is necessary, therefore, to establish the existence of these two separate yet interdependent orders, the one visible and the other invisible. The Visible Society is a splendid camaraderie of free and accepted men enjoined to devote themselves to ethical, educational, fraternal, patriotic, and humanitarian concerns. The Invisible Society is a secret and most august fraternity whose members are dedicated to the service of a mysterious arcanum, arcanorum. Those brethren who have essayed to write the history of their craft have not included in their disquisitions the story of that truly secret inner society, which is to the body Freemasonic what the heart is to the body human. In each generation, only a few are accepted into the inner sanctuary of the work, but these are veritable princes of the truth, and their sainted names shall be remembered in future ages together with the seers and prophets of the elder world. Though the great initiate philosophers of Freemasonry can be counted upon one's fingers, yet their power is not to be measured by the achievements of ordinary men. They are dwellers upon the threshold of the innermost, masters of that secret doctrine which forms the invisible foundation of every great theological and rational institution. The outer history of the Masonic order is one of noble endeavor, altruism, and splendid enterprise. The inner history, one of silent conquest, persecution, and heroic martyrdom. The body of Masonry rose from the guilds of workmen who wandered the face of medieval Europe. But the spirit of Masonry walked with God before the universe was spread out or the scroll of the heavens unrolled. The enthusiasm of the young Mason is the effervescence of a pardonable pride. Let him extol the merits of his craft, reciting its steady growth, its fraternal spirit, and its worthy undertakings. Let him boast of splendid buildings and an ever-increasing sphere of influence. These are the tangible evidence of power, and should rightly set aflutter the heart of the apprentice who does not fully comprehend as yet that great strength which abides in silence, or that unutterable dignity to be sensed only by those who have been raised into the contemplation of the inner mystery. An obstacle well nigh insurmountable is to convince the Mason himself that the secrets of his craft are worthy of his profound consideration. As St. Paul, so we are told, kicked against the pricks of conversion, so the rank and file of present-day Masons strenuously oppose any effort put forth to interpret Masonic symbols in the light of philosophy. They are seemingly obsessed by the fear that from their ritualism may be extracted a meaning more profound than is actually contained therein. For years, it has been a mooted question whether Freemasonry is actually a religious organization. Masonry, writes Pike, however, in the Legenda for the 19th Degree, has and always had a religious creed. It teaches what it deems to be the truth in respect to the nature and attributes of God. The more studiously minded Mason regards the craft as an aggregation of thinkers concerned with the deeper mysteries of life. The all too prominent younger members of the fraternity, however, if not openly skeptical, are at least indifferent to these weightier issues. The champions of philosophic Masonry, alas, are a weak, small voice which grows weaker and smaller as time goes by. In fact, there are actual blocks among the brethren who would divorce Masonry from both philosophy and religion at any and all cost. If, however, we search the writings of eminent Masons, we find a unanimity of viewpoint, namely that Masonry is a religious and philosophic body. Every effort initiated to elevate Masonic thought to its true position has thus invariably emphasized the metaphysical and ethical aspects of the craft.